We're pleased to be joined here by NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. He also does plenty of things for Philadelphia.com throughout the course of the season and the offseason as well. Great job with the Film Room series, which is finally kicked off.
I appreciate it.
You know, I have to give you a little bit of praise
every once in a while. Don't overdo it.
I'm not going to overdo it.
Then you'll make me think I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
We know I don't.
You've been delving into the film, getting ready for the 2015 NFL draft. And quick overall view of which positions you feel are very strong, which positions you feel there's not a lot of talent to be had this year, which position you think would be the most
bountiful. I'm still early in the process, but two positions I think where you're going to see good players are wide receiver and I guess what you'd call pass rusher, because pass rusher can encompass a D-end, a linebacker. But I've really spent a lot of time, C-Mac, with the wide receivers. And I think, again, like last year, I think it's a pretty strong position. And I guess what the direction we're really moving with wide receivers is, for the most part, bigger athletic guys. I mean, the position is sort of changing just its body type.
So are you surprised, going back to last year, 2014, a lot of top flight receivers came out of that draft class. The Eagles got one of those players in Jordan Matthews, another guy who I think will be very good in 15 in Josh Huff. But are you surprised at how quickly a lot of those receivers were able to acclimate and make instant impact for their teams?
You know, it's a fascinating question, because receivers seem to be acclimating more, yet what you keep hearing about quarterbacks, which I tend to agree with, is that many of these college offenses for quarterbacks do not help transitioning them to the NFL, yet wide receivers seem to be able to transition a lot quicker. So it's something I'm trying to think through and why that is, but there's no question that wide receivers seem to transition a little more quickly now to the NFL. And maybe it's something as simple, and I'm just thinking of this as we're speaking now, maybe it's something as simple as teams throw the ball a lot more, so therefore there's more receivers catch more balls.
And they get more reps.
Right, they get more reps, exactly. So the numbers are better.
So where do you stand in terms of, I don't know if you've ranked, you know, which receivers you have
I've looked
as your
at receivers.
Favorites. You've looked at a bunch of them. Are you Kevin White, West Virginia, Amari Cooper, Devontae Parker is another one who many people think
could
be
I'll give you the guy who really jumped off the film to me, which a name that you're not hearing much about yet, and I really believe you'll start to hear a lot about him, is Breshad Perriman from Central Florida. And
father played in the NFL.
Yep.
Good bloodlines there.
And big, physical, can run, can snatch the ball. And again, I'm still a little early in the process, C-Mac, as you know, because it's just, you know, I had the NFL season, right? But I look at Kevin White, another 6'3", 210-pound kid, Breshad Perriman, 6'2", 216. That's what they're listed now. We'll get there, find out at the combine this week where they stand. But I'm sure those are ballpark numbers.
Yeah.
Can an argument be made, and I'm going to make it, you can make the argument that those two guys are better prospects than Amari Cooper.
Where would you rank them going back to last year and seeing the guys like Odell Beckham, Mike Evans, Sammy Watkins, those guys?
Well, I really love Sammy Watkins.
Okay.
I would still probably, at this point in the process, say that I like Sammy Watkins more than those guys. But I don't know. I'm very anxious to look at Perriman more. He's a guy who really is fascinating me.
You mentioned the edge rushers and some good underclassmen in this group. Dante Fowler, one of them. Randy Gregory from Nebraska, another one. Who are some
Shane
of the guys?
Shane
Ray from Missouri. Who are some of the guys that you've liked? Who are some of the guys who stood on tape for you to this
Fowler world? Really grew on me watching him. In fact, our esteemed producer, Fran Duffy, and I were having this conversation. I wouldn't be surprised, given his size and his movement, if some people look at Fowler down the road as a Clay Matthews-type player. You know, and people are going to fall off their chairs when I say that, but keep in mind, Clay Matthews was not a big-time college player. You know, he wasn't one of those guys that had 15 or 20 sacks.
He was part of a great linebacking group.
Correct.
There at USC.
He was a mid-20s draft choice. You know, no one said, oh, he's a top five pick in a draft. Dante Fowler, the more I watched him, given his size, about 6'2", 260, he was really athletic. And another guy that really intrigues me as a guy that could end up being a big-time NFL pass rusher.
How much do you think it helped that he's played in multiple positions in that Florida defense?
Oh, I think that helps a lot. I think that helps a lot. He's moved around. He's been an edge rusher. He's been what we call a joker, where he lines up behind the defensive line and rushes from different spots. I find him really intriguing. And Randy Gregory, to me, the Nebraska kid, I loved him in my initial run through him. Really athletic. You could see he was a basketball player. I think he was a Division I recruit in basketball. Great flexibility, body flexibility, which is what you need to be a pass rusher.
Greg, I would not be able to let you leave here unless I ask you about the quarterbacks, because a lot of people, especially in Philadelphia, right, are intrigued by the possible reunion of Chip Kelly and Marcus Mariota. You've watched some of the tape on the guys, and you're someone who does a lot of time on quarterback study. What have you seen from the guys that are coming out in this draft class?
Well, I think it's a tough draft class for quarterbacks. I think you've got Winston and Mariota. There's pros and cons with all quarterbacks coming out. There's very few quarterbacks that come out. Maybe Andrew Luck is one where there's not really a lot of cons. So with Mariota and Winston, obviously there's an assumption that if Marcus Mariota were to be in Philadelphia, that there'd be a seamless transition.
It wouldn't be seamless.
No. Obviously, it would be a tremendous fit, C-Mac, because he knows the offense. This is the offense he's grown up in. It's my understanding he played it in high school, too. So he went from high school to Oregon, and then if he was with Philadelphia, you get the same deal. But it's still different. The NFL game is different, but it would still probably be as good a transition as you could ask for.
Are there any players, you know the Eagles, you've been around the team, who you think could be a good fit, looking at that number 20 draft slot? I know it's early because you're waiting to see how guys get to the combine, how guys are going to shake out in the draft. But are there any players who you say, this guy could get in the system, whether maybe it's not just offense, whether if it's a defensive player?
And I haven't done corners yet. So, I mean, obviously we know that this is a team that needs to look at the corner position, and I haven't spent a lot of time on corners, so that's a tough question for me to answer. Okay. I haven't done safeties yet either. So, I think those are two positions that somewhere will be addressed in the draft. If they can't pull off a deal for Mariota, if indeed that's what Chip wants to do, and they can't do it, and they're stuck at 20, I think that opens up any number of possibilities, and I haven't seen enough of the defensive backfield players to be able to answer that.
He's NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell, also co-host of the Film Room series on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more coverage from the Scouting Combine in just a little bit.